Chapter 7, Remember the Fear of the Lord. Beloved in Christ, the fear of God is such an important aspect of our faith that it is in fact the very core of our relationship with God. Without that fear in our hearts, we may not be able to lay claim to being children of God and Christians. We call our Heavenly Father by many names, including God, Lord God, Almighty God, the Great I Am, God the Father, Most High, Mighty One, Living God, King Eternal. Some of the words used to exemplify the awesome power, might, majesty, deity, and sovereignty of the Almighty God in the Hebrew language are El Shaddai, Elohim, Adonai, Yahweh, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi. Let us remember who God is. He is described in the Bible by many adjectival qualities: holy, excellent, jealous, righteous, glorious, incomparable, invisible, unchangeable, unequaled, unsearchable, infinite, eternal, omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient, foreknowing, wise, impartial, just, long-suffering, merciful, loving, great, awesome, faithful, spirit not man, a shepherd, a counselor, a consuming fire, our salvation, etc. The Bible tells us that God, by His power, created heaven and earth, the seas and the land, the creatures of the earth, day and night. He also formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, Genesis 2:7. Our God kept His promise to Abraham to make him a father of many nations and gave him a son in his old age. He parted the Red Sea so that the children of Israel could cross the sea on dry ground, and He gave them sweet waters in the wilderness of Shur and manna from heaven in the wilderness of Sin. With the sling of a stone, God delivered Goliath and the Philistines to the armies of Israel. He is the Father who restored and healed Job after his near annihilation by Satan. He delivered Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from the burning fiery furnace under King Nebuchadnezzar, and Daniel from the lion under King Darius. He is the merciful and loving Father who so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The Almighty God is the Alpha and Omega. There is none other like Him. Who is like unto You, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like You, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Exodus 15:8. God wants us to fear Him, reverence. Having the fear of God does not mean being afraid of God. It means constantly being in awe of God and obeying His voice. It means that we reverence God as the only one who has the power to destroy both the body and soul in hell, Matthew 10:28. Since God is our Creator and has every authority over heaven and earth, who are we not to hold Him in the greatest awe, that His name may forever be hallowed? With full knowledge of our omniscient and omnipresent God, is there truly any way we can fully submit to and confirm our faith in Him without having the fear of God in our hearts? In Genesis 22:2, God told Abraham, "Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering." Now, throughout his life, Abraham did exactly as commanded by God, in complete obedience, because he believed in God's supremacy, wisdom, and power. As he proceeded to slay his own son with a knife, God told him, "Do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Genesis 22, 12. Deuteronomy 6, 1 to 2 tells us, "Now this is the commandment, and these are the statutes and judgments which the Lord your God has commanded to teach you, that you may fear the Lord your God." We read further in Deuteronomy 10, 12 to 20. "What does the Lord require of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in his ways and to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes? For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome. You shall fear the Lord your God." Why was God so proud of Job that he dared Satan to consider his servant Job? Job 1:1 tells us that Job was blameless and upright, one who feared God and shunned evil. Without a veritable fear of God, it becomes easy for a child of God to give in to sin when temptations and trials come. Only a solid fear of God can ground a Christian in the Lord and make that Christian stand fast, even when everything around him or her is falling apart. The degree of the fear of God in your heart will mean the difference between your choice of good or evil. If you fear God, you will prefer to suffer in the body so that you may gain spiritually. When the fear of God is weak or lacking in you, you will not heed the voice of God in you as he speaks to you through his Spirit. Proverbs 14:2 states, "He who walks in his uprightness fears the Lord, but he who is perverse in his ways despises him." Proverbs 16:6 continues that, "And by the fear of the Lord one departs from evil." The psalmist said in chapter 25, verses 12 through 14, "Who is the man that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way he chooses. He himself shall dwell in prosperity, and his descendants shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant." He further declares in Psalm 33, 8 through 9, "Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast." This chapter goes on to state in verse 18, "Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him." In Psalm 89, verse 7, we read, "God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints and to be held in reverence by all those around him." Prophet Isaiah instructs us, saying, "The Lord of hosts, him shall you hallow, let him be your fear, and let him be your dread." God speaks to us in Jeremiah 32:40, saying, "And I will make an everlasting covenant with them, that I will not turn away from doing them good, but I will put my fear in their hearts, so that they will not depart from me." Proverbs 14:26 further teaches us that in the fear of the Lord there is strong confidence, and his children will have a place of refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, to turn one away from the snares of death. The fear of God involves a constant awareness of the power of God in our lives, his expectations of us here on earth, an intimate understanding of his might, power, and dominion, authority, and above all, his everlasting love and abundant mercy. It involves constantly seeking his face and his presence in our lives. What does the fear of God affect in our lives? The fear of God is the strongest proof of our faith in and submission to God. The fear of God gives us wisdom in the ways of God. The fear of God builds up holiness and godliness in us instead of lawlessness. The fear of God is the love of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Ecclesiastes 12:13-14 states, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter, Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is man's all. For God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil. Similarly, we read in Revelation 14, 6-7, Then I saw another angel, saying with a loud voice, You fear God and give glory to Him, for the hour of His judgment has come, and worship Him who made heaven and earth, the sea and springs of water. David's praise in Psalm 103, 11-18 states, For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward those who fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear Him. For He knows our frame, He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear Him. Beloved, let us fear God and serve Him only. Let us forever obey Him and keep His commandments in our hearts, that He may honor us and reveal Himself to us through the Holy Spirit. Let us always seek to please Him and co-build His kingdom. Let the fear of God guide us in all that we do. Beloved, let us always have and remember the fear of the Lord in our hearts. Greetings to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.